Germans in Judea who spoke fluent, natural English. Today's German managers are challenged to find a spare 30 hours in their crowded calendars to perfect their Anglo-Saxon negotiating skills. Over the years in corporate Deutschland, I have dreamt up several potential scenarios. Strategic approach number one, the school of natural kicks. A weekend crammed with extreme sports taught purely through the medium of English. Combining the typical German manager's love of fresh air, I love the nature, with their keen interest in continued existence, my school of natural kicks would concentrate the mind to absorb life-giving instructions instantly. Don't push the red button. In a nation of one-minute managers, everyone wants to learn English in a flash. Remember that scene from Titanic, where the bearded, black-clad immigrants try desperately to speed-read emergency signs with the aid of a dictionary? That's a bit like the school of natural kicks. Strategic approach number two, the Academy of Hypnopedia. Nerve-wracked managers are deposited at the academy every evening, where they are oiled and massaged by nubile members of their preferred sex. After reading them a fairy tale of Disney-like career progression, the attendants attach headsets to the sleeping skulls of these recovering captains of capitalism. Painlessly, a stream of irregular English verbs is fed into the unconscious mind, followed by a flow of intercultural tips and tricks weighted for frequency. Unfortunately, both of these solutions are still at the pilot stage, and the reality of English language acquisition is rather more banal. As your corporate organization continues to create thousands of jobs in any country but Germany, you find yourself called on to conduct business in English from every angle simultaneously. At this exact moment, Cuthbert, your friendly HR manager, sees fit to tighten the screws on English trainings in the cause of the latest SPAR program. Now you know what a double whammy feels like. English is no longer a front-end feature of corporate activity, but a pervasive medium which demands access all areas. Once upon a time, you needed to brush up on your English skills before launching on a stint abroad. Now you need regular injections of the stuff just to stay on the career ladder at home. And guess what, mate? This time it's personal. Your company expects you to deliver more professional performances in English just as it decides to cut back on your training goodies. As a simple benchmark, ask yourself what percentage of your own disposable income